Module 9, The Rules of Engagement, Part 1. Engaging with the right customers isn't always easy, but it's something we can master in order to draw in customers. No one is an expert in sales or working in a trade booth. It takes work and practice. Some of the things to remember is how to approach a customer and gather information about them. From there, you can offer a solution and come out on top. Start with an open-ended question. Customers like to tell companies what they want, but oftentimes they won't give it up right away. Some may be shy, while others want to see what your first move will be. When speaking with customers, it is important to be friendly and ask questions to help draw out information. But avoid the standard yes or no questions that will leave your customers with very little to say. Start the conversation with an open-ended question that will get the customer thinking about their answer and will provide more information than just yes, no, or maybe. Sample open-ended questions are, what brings you to the show today? What type of product are you looking for? Tell me what you like best or least about your current product. Are you looking for something different or similar? Record all prospect information. One of the purposes of participating in a trade show is to gain prospects for potential customers. But the effort would be pointless if there was not a way to record the prospect's information to access and review at a later time. Don't rely on your memory alone to record a customer's information. Over time, the information can be forgotten or misplaced. When setting up the company's booth, establish a system that allows employees to write down or record a prospect's information while it is still fresh in their mind. If the employee is speaking with a customer on the main line, provide plenty of notepads or paper with pens and pencils to allow the employee to jot down quick notes such as name, company, and contact number. If the employee is speaking with a customer in the private area, notepads and pens can still be provided, but allows information to be recorded electronically if desired. Phones, PDAs, laptops. Having these tools handy will benefit the entire staff and ensure that more information goes home with them at the end of the day. Be specific with your message. When speaking with visitors, remember to keep them engaged by asking qualifying questions and determining if they are a potential lead. During this introduction, the conversation and questions may seem general and somewhat vague until you determine what to do next. If you determine the visitor is unqualified, politely excuse yourself by letting them know you have another appointment or meeting to attend. This allows you to focus your time and effort on qualified customers and achieve more potential leads. When speaking with a qualified customer, ask them to be specific about what they want and be specific with them about what you can or cannot offer. Stay on the same track in your conversation and try not to include different aspects of the conversation all at once. If more or different information is needed, request a follow-up session or another time to meet. This allows more time to speak about other opportunities without the pressure of being in a crowd. Get a commitment. You can't make a visitor buy your product or pledge a future order, but you can still have them commit to something in your company. Many times, customers will offer a commitment to make a purchase and will even give their order information at the trade show. Others may be more hesitant and less likely to give anything. Start out by having them commit to another meeting, such as a follow-up meeting or some other casual meeting, to talk more about what they need and what your company can do. Once they have more information, they can commit to a sale or to an order request from their purchasing department. Gather any contact information needed and ensure that they can contact you or another person in the office. If the staff member tries to force the sale onto the customer or force them to commit to buying something, the customer will become uninterested and will go somewhere else for their needs. So it is important to start small and have the customer commit to one thing at a time and work the way up to the bigger commitments. Case study. Jane is speaking privately with a potential customer and wants to know if they will make a sale today. She starts by asking them some open-ended questions, such as what they were doing at the show and what kind of product they were looking for. The customer gave lots of helpful information that Jane was able to collect and use. While they were talking, Jane took lots of notes about the customer's needs, as well as the contact information and best methods to use. Before they parted ways, Jane wanted to secure a commitment from the customer, but didn't want to push the sale. So she had the customer commit to a follow-up meeting after the show to discuss the products more and discuss a possible purchase then.